Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be cloudy with intervals of sun, we're hoping, and we'll have a high of about 42 degrees. Kenosha, 35 at this hour, 35 in Burlington, Milwaukee, 36, and it's 35 in Racine. Burlington Area School District officials hoping the reception to a $94-plus million facilities referendum that the Board of Education approved for the April ballot won't be as icy as the conditions that delayed the Monday vote until last night. Taxpayers are going to be asked three questions in just under 11 weeks, a $68 million proposal for a new middle school on the grounds of the current building, which used to be the district's high school, also facilities upgrades around the district. Another $14.4 million would go toward creation of a performing arts location at a site to be determined, and $11.7 million to construct and equip another gymnasium and put more athletic space at Burlington High School. Meanwhile, the Board of Education in the town of Yorkville approves a referendum for the April ballot. This one will be asking taxpayers to approve more educational financing toward future sustainability. Question will ask approval to recurring $490,000 going over the state-imposed revenue limit. A survey to the community and three informational sessions led to last night's unanimous vote. The Racine Common Council about a month ago approved creation of an aldermanic ad hoc committee to review the one-year versus two-year contract extension for Venue Works to manage the Civic Center. Last night, after plenty more discussion, the aldermen voted to rescind the previous decision. Terry McCarthy had no problem with adding names onto an original list of five, but he still didn't buy into the committee itself, eventually moving to rescind the original decision.
I have no objection to any alderman who wants to be on this committee being volunteered for this committee, and I think that would be an appropriate amendment to approve. I question, as do some of the other previous speakers, the need for this committee in general. I will be voting in favor of these people being added on and thank them for the volunteering for that, but we'll be voting against the establishment of the committee.
It was a 7-5 vote with two abstentions on a motion to add the three names to the five suggested earlier. That meant a tie based on the lack of a council majority, and that prompted a motion by McCarthy to rescind the previous approval for the committee. That was supported with an 8-6 vote. A committee of the whole meeting will be taking place in Racine by this time next month for administrative presentation and likely some aldermanic comments on three high-profile development proposals: Machinery Row, the Lakefront Event Center, and the building at 615 Marquette Street, scheduled for housing. Alderman Sandy Weiner wanted an open discussion about all three. She claimed there were procedural maneuvers around her availability and that some were even discussed illegally in closed session.
I believe that these items that were taken up in closed session were in violation of the open records law. Number two, those communications went to executive committee without having been referred to the Common Council. Number three, once the administration learned that I was in Florida, these items were sent to executive committee within 24 hours, requiring me to leave Florida early to attend that meeting.
City Administrator Tom Friedel disputing the claims of schedule maneuvering, improper closed sessions to talk about the projects, and selective scheduling of agenda items for the council.
After the meeting on Wednesday, the executive committee meeting, I made a point to stop and ask Alderman Weiner about the fact that she had this communication in and that there were three items on it. I said to her, since we've taken up two of the items, I'm only going to schedule one of them. She replied to me, fine, and she walked away. I have no reason not to schedule these items when an alderman asks for them. I have no reason to hold them out, and I wouldn't act on them had I not heard that.
City Attorney Scott Lethy, when asked if any open meetings law violations had occurred with closed session briefings on the item, said, quote, not in my opinion, unquote. And the agenda for the Mount Pleasant Finance Legal License Committee meeting at 3:30 this afternoon, that'll include a 2017 contract with the Bell Urban System. There's also the case high school liaison officer position and the possible liability policy, that is, for off-duty police officers. In Racine this afternoon, the Transit and Parking Commission meets at 4:30 at City Hall. The agenda includes the request for proposals on the mobile payment method, that's for the parking meters, and the contract with Racine Unified for busing students. And coming up tonight in Kenosha, it's the City Council agenda, delayed, of course, from Monday because of the King holiday. 7 o'clock is when it all starts. On the agenda, among other things, a conditional use permit for the Shalom Center and the new standalone shelter site on 39th Avenue. Well, for the second year in a row, the Kenosha County Parks Department has had to cancel the 4-H Youth Ice Fishing Derby that was scheduled for this coming weekend. Supervisor Dennis Elverman telling his county board colleagues last night the ice just fine last weekend, and then the warm-up came.
Maybe safe for adults, but it'd be a very wet mess and not safe for children, so we're going to have to cancel that. That was this Saturday.
That was at Katy Park on the county's west end. It will not be rescheduled, by the way, this year. The ice conditions of all lakes and rivers in southeast Wisconsin are a concern right now. DNR was told of ATV mishaps on both Camp Lake and Silver Lake recently. Warden Todd Schaller says the ice thickness, not what it needs to be for this time of the year. A couple of Racine residents offering some public comments at the Common Council meeting in Racine on the request by Fisher USA to buy roughly 3/4 acre from the neighboring city-owned Pierce Woods Park. It's for a planned expansion of that Southwest Side business. Marilyn Peterson strongly opposed. She calls the park a jewel in the midst of Middle America.
It breaks my heart to think our city council would even consider selling off a small parcel of this oasis. Surely we are not that desperate for money. I hope not. Mr. Molbeck, who I spoke with Monday, almost had me convinced that it wasn't such a bad thing. And I do understand the business aspect of Fisher wanting to grow his business. I was in business for 21 years.
Supporting it, Linda Paulzine lives right across the street on the north end of the park. The purchase request by Fisher USA, which the company says would help create 20 new jobs, was sent to the Finance Committee for consideration next week. The Racine Council approved a committee of the whole recommendation supporting an April ballot referendum question that responds to the Supreme Court ruling about corporate spending on elections. Mary Beth Zolke of Racine Coalition for Peace and Justice urged support.
That we, the people of the city of Racine, seek to reclaim democracy from the expansion of corporate personhood rights and the corrupting influence of unregulated political contributions and spending. We stand with communities across this country to support passage of an amendment to the United States Constitution stating only human beings are endowed with constitutional rights, not corporations, unions, nonprofits, or other artificial entities.
The referendum will only be advisory. It's part of a state and national effort to overturn the controversial 2010 ruling that favored Citizens United against the Federal Election Commission. The efforts of two unnamed, very bright employees in the Kenosha County Finance Department being recognized by county officials for an additional $1.3 million in unclaimed Medicaid reimbursements as far back as 2014. Kenosha News quotes Lori Staves of the Human Services Department as saying they'll use the updated methodology now for seeking reimbursements from now on. $1 million of that total $1.3 million for mental health support services and case management crisis help, most of it from fiscal years 2014 and 15. A Racine man to be sentenced mid-March for his no-contest plea agreement conviction to a single charge of possessing a firearm as an out-of-state felon instead of two original counts of first-degree reckless endangerment of safety with a dangerous weapon. 30-year-old Anthony Adams arrested in June for an April 25th incident on Packard Avenue in which he allegedly offered comments about the girlfriend of another man at a grocery store, then grabbed a gun as the man started to approach Adams' vehicle. Roughly a month later, Adams allegedly held a gun to his wife's head when she told him she wanted a divorce. And a Trevor man facing his fourth OWI charge for allegedly driving past emergency vehicles involved in putting out a fire on I-94 in Racine County last Sunday. The criminal complaint says sheriff's deputies and the state patrol had blocked the roadway as emergency crews dealt with a vehicle fire. A car passed them, driving up an off-ramp to the nearby truck scale. A deputy followed the car, which did not stop at the scale, then took the on-ramp and got back onto the I. The deputy's report notes fire personnel, quote, looking in amazement, unquote, as the vehicle continued. Well, the driver was finally stopped. And 29-year-old Sky Pace, arrested for drunk driving, also second-degree reckless endangerment of safety and bail jumping. Court records show his third OWI charge is still pending in Kenosha County from last February. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.